I want to set the scene for you. I've currently just put my 4-year-old to bed. I made sure everything else is done in the house. And I wanted to go for a stroll. Have some alone time, just me. Something I don't gift myself to very often. Why? Because I love what I do. I love working for myself. There's no to-do lists being passed down by a management team. There's no KPIs, you know, targets and goals that I have to hit. There's no sales targets that I'm needing to crunch through. And in previous careers, these were all problems. All problems that left with stress. All problems that caused me mental health issues. In my early 20s, I was terrible with jobs. Like, I had the intelligence to do things. Like, I was in banking. I worked for credit card companies. I worked in CCTV and security guards. I worked as a web developer. I owned a web development company for 6-7 years. I was a managing director of a company for a long period of time. But there was always that thing where there was other targets or other loopholes to jump through. So these days, when I'm grinding at something that I truly love, that I've found a niche that I just love, that I'm in the zone of, I feel a little guilty when I take a little me time. When I was younger, I used to really love RPGs. Final Fantasy, Zelda, or world builder games like Civilization, SimCity. These things I loved so much that you could pour time and effort in and have a look at strategy and slowly develop your character, have a forward momentum. I guess that's what I've always done with my career, if I'm honest. I'm always looking for that next thing. I'm never impatient. I understand that Rome wasn't built in a day. Or, as I've said many times, YouTube's not a marathon. Sorry, YouTube's a marathon and not a sprint. So I find myself always being able to find an additional piece of work to do, especially for myself. Now, you've got to remember that I've got a web development company that's not really a web development company anymore. I use that experience to consult people based on social media. So I'm a social media consultant, a YouTube consultant, a blogger, a YouTuber. So if I want more work to do, I can have a look at my analytics. I can make another video. I can research the next piece of content that I want to create. It's very easy for me to find work to do, and I love it. So it doesn't grind on me. I've got videos to edit. I have other clients' videos to edit. I work directly with vidIQ now. So I do channel audits for their clients. There's always something I can do. I've even started taking on blogging. You can go to alanspice.com/blog and you'll see deep dive blogs in there. 2,000 words, 3,000 words long. Of just cracking open every fine detail of a subject, of a topic. I do love what I do. Now, why am I sat in a graveyard near a church surrounded by nobody just to get some time alone? Why am I creating a podcast sat on a park bench? Shout out to David Boland. The name, the man that's on this memorial bench that I'm sat on. It's because I had a moment earlier today. You may have seen it. It's on Twitter, it's on LinkedIn. I even posted it on my YouTube community page. And this podcast might not be out for another 2, 3, 4 weeks yet. But I just wanted to share my mindset where I am. I truly struggle with giving myself some me time. When I was younger, I loved playing those games. I loved investing my time. I felt the forward momentum was worth the effort. When I got older, it was binge watching TV shows, because 4 or 5 series is a good investment compared to something that only has 3 episodes. So I started binge watching things like Dexter with 8 series, or Prison Break, Sons of Anarchy, Game of Thrones, stuff that I could get my teeth into, when I know that I didn't just put 3, 4, 5, 10 hours into and it disappears. Then I started to realise how short a TV series was, so I started leaning into books. So I was listening to... I listened to books, I'll be honest. Once again, this comes down to what I'm just about to explain, that the guilt of doing things with my time. So I'd listen to, like, The Dresden Files or The Hunger Games, The Insurgent series, that kind of thing. I love a bit of dystopia, me. Right? But I always used to do these whilst multitasking. I always used to do them whilst answering emails or editing something or tweaking a website. Because I always struggle getting that Alan time. Now, what sparked this was, I had a random moment. I was sat there, it was a Saturday. It is a Saturday, for that matter. And I thought, I could play a game. I've got the laptop here and the 4-year-old's entertained. The other half is doing her own work. I could spend an hour playing a game, setting up, say, Civilization 6, or whatever it happens to be. But my brain felt guilty, knowing that, okay, you'll sink, what, 40 minutes, an hour, 2 hours into that. But it would be meaningless, empty, pointless, a waste of time. Now, don't get me wrong, if you're a gamer, I'm not bashing your choice. It is something that I loved so dearly as a kid. But I think I've got to a dilemma now. The dichotomy. That is, I know that every hour that I put into my business, as a blog or a video or an audit, I know that that has direct returns. That's me planting a seed for a video that might get me a few thousand views over the next 6 to 12 months. Or a blog that could build up my blog post when, hopefully, it takes off in another 8, 10, 12 months or 2 years. Because I know that if I plant these seeds, they work, because I've seen them do it. I know over the last 3 years that I've seen all of my hard work grow. Some of you may have already been part of my journey. You may have listened to my podcast episodes over the last year or so, where I've expressed that I started with nothing. I've gone through a roller coaster ride of self-doubt and, in some cases, depression. In my darkest moments, I had no money next to my name. I was bankrupt after my web development company just failed. And it was painful. Over the last 3 years, I've planted seed after seed after seed, acorn after acorn, into that ground. And it's flourishing now. I'm not here to brag about money and payslips, but 3 years ago, I had to borrow 300 quid off my friend to go and spend time with my family at Christmas. I didn't want to disappoint people. So I borrowed £300 so I could get on a train and make sure that I could give them at least something at Christmas without them being disappointed. Disappointed on Christmas for not getting a gift and disappointed in me for not being able to give them something. So I put myself in debt. I was terrified about my rent. I'd never asked anyone before that point for some kind of handout. I'd always grinded and found a way, sold something, a service, a website. But that Christmas I was desperate. So I reached out to my friend. I was truly struggling that year. Over the last 3 years, I've kicked and I've screamed and I've planted those seeds. And now, £300 isn't an issue. As I said, I'm not here to brag. I'm not here to roll up money on you, right? I'm not here to tell you how big my bank account is, because it's not huge, right? Don't get me wrong. But I won't be worrying about Christmas this year. There's no debt against my name anymore. The business, like, overhang and the money from those is gone and cleared. I have some savings just in case the family has an emergency. So, back to my point on this very rambling thought dump. I was sat there and I was thinking, those 40 minutes, 50 minutes that I'm sat there in front of a computer playing a game feel empty because there's no forward momentum. Maybe I need to start thinking of the investment in time in myself. For the last 3 years, I've kicked and I've screamed and I've scraped to get the business to grow, and it's doing well enough that now maybe I shouldn't feel guilty about taking a stroll in the evening. Maybe I should start treating myself with things that I can't kick myself for. This evening I'm going for a stroll for 20, 30, 40 minutes. I'm going to enjoy the fact that it's not boiling hot right now for the first time in a couple of days. I'm sitting in a very quiet area where no one can overlook or oversee me. And I've got some time to myself. No noise from a four-year-old. No laptop in front of me that I can hop into another email or write another blog. I need to take time for myself, some personal time. And if it's just a stroll around the block that forces me to put down the laptop, then that could be good for me. And I just wanted to share my thought pattern with you who's listening to this podcast today. Because maybe you're in the same boat. Maybe you understand what I mean by the guilt of, well, I could give myself 20 minutes, but that could be another blog. Well, I could give myself 20 minutes, or that could be another video. Or I could give myself another 20 minutes, or that could be another business call. I need to start to be nicer to myself and give myself some rest. Even if it's just time to let my brain unwind and breathe. And maybe you're the same. Now, if this makes sense to you, please tweet at me. It's at Alan Spicer YT on Twitter. Because I want to know that I'm not the only one that struggles balancing the entrepreneurial life, the love for a hobby or a business that you've started, and the need for self-care. Because I know that if I was just able to give myself half hour, an hour every few days, it would probably make me feel less stressed and ease out my brain and make me more productive. But when you're sat there next to a laptop, you're more worried about that hour that you supposedly lose in the process. Thank you for listening to my ramblings. I appreciate your support. I'll be honest, not many people listen to my podcast, so everyone that does, it's a true marvel. And I mean it. Thank you. You. Hope this helps you today. Because me talking this out and just word vomiting into my phone, set in a graveyard on a cool August evening, has helped me. Go out there. Start creating.